player. Over 12,000 children are at home instead of being at school or creche today because of COVID-19. They've either tested positive for the virus, are waiting on a test, or have been identified as a close contact of a positive case. Almost half of tests carried out nationwide in the past week were on children. The HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, says there are no plans currently to change the COVID-19 testing regime. Niamh O'Byrne is the HSE's National Lead for Testing and Tracing, and she's with us now. Niamh O'Byrne, good afternoon. Thanks for taking your call today.
Good morning.
What's your understanding of what's happening in schools today then?
So from a HSE perspective, we are very busy with both national and secondary schools with the number of classes and schools who are involved in our testing system. So since the start of the academic year, we've had over 1,600 primary and early year settings and around 800 secondary schools.
And today, how many pupils are off today because we were giving a figure there of over 12,000. So these are people who are off today because of the virus and because of testing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Roughly, we deal with about 120 primary schools a day and around 80 secondary schools and then some early years on top of that. So when you add those all up together, you're looking at around about 1,200 students a day who would be contacted by us to restrict their movements.
1,200?
1,200 a day, yeah.
So not 12,000 at home today, no? Oh, sorry, 1,200 because they've been waiting for because they would be included over the last 10 or 14 days, yes?
Yeah, it'd be 1,200 every day.
Yes.
So obviously they're out for 10 days, so it adds up over the course of the week.
How much testing was done over the weekend?
We had a very busy weekend and testing was up 17% on the prior weekend, which we tested around about 30,000 people this weekend in the community sites.
And why such a big increase this weekend?
Well, over the last week, we've done 155,000 tests, which will be quite high in our overall year to date. We are testing a lot of people under the age of 18 at the moment. As you said there, about 50,000 people coming forward for tests in the week of the 3rd to the 9th of September were under the age of 18 and representing the vast majority of those coming forward.
Is it the return to school that's responsible for this increase? Because that's quite a large increase on previous weekends.
It is, and overall, that particular age group are about three times at the level of any other age group. So this happened also last year when we had the returns to school. You also get other viruses that circulate when children return to school, and parents and schools would like symptomatic children to come forward for testing to know whether they have COVID or whether they have another virus. So that is also starting to drive the amount of testing that's going on.
How quickly are children being sent home by public health officials after a positive case?
So at the moment, we're doing public health risk assessments with the Department of Public Health, and that's working quite well. The volume is very high, but at the same time, around the country, in most areas, we're keeping pace with the demand and doing those risk assessments as soon as they can. Then the data kind of and the role comes, of course, into the administration side, where we would look to receive a form back from the principal with some data on who needs to be tested and then put them into the testing system.
But for principals who haven't heard back from public health before school day resumes and they're aware of a positive case, what's your advice to them?
So the advice from public health then is to wait for that advice, that the level of risk is very low if the children in the classroom are asymptomatic. So the important thing on the side of the parents is not to send anyone to school who's symptomatic. But if the classroom doesn't have children who have symptoms, the advice from public health is to wait until you have your public health risk assessment so that you don't risk taking too many children out of the school day and they have to work then to get them back in.
The chief executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, was saying yesterday that the rule where children are staying away from school for 14 days is probably unnecessary, but that is still the case, isn't it?
It absolutely is still the case. Yes, there's been no change to the testing policy since the beginning of the pandemic has been advised to the HSE from NEFID and from government. So they will consider that in due course and we will respond on whatever the new policy is.
And when Cliona Ní Chealaigh, a Professor of Infectious Diseases, said yesterday on the Brendan O'Connor programme that aggressive contact tracing is no longer happening at schools, is she right?
No, we continue to do contact tracing as normal in schools. We still have the same capacity around contact tracing that we always had. The complex setting, which is what a school would be dealt with particularly by public health. And then the routine tracing will continue then, speaking with the parents and getting details from the children. So it still happens in the same way as it previously did.
And reports this morning of plans to end mass testing, or at least to phase it out at some stage in the future. What are you expecting?
So right now we have the same testing capacity and the same approach as we've had for the last period of the pandemic. But we do know that as it changes to an endemic state, which we're not there yet, but when that does happen, there will be a point in time where you do scale back testing because the threat from the virus has faded and it's no longer appropriate to restrict the movements of so many people if they are close contacts, or also to restrict those of vaccinated people. So we do expect that in due course there will be a change to the testing policy.
Neva Byrne, HSC National Lead for Testing and Tracing, thank you for speaking to us.